This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
For old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Don't text your ex or... Oh God, I should have been clear. I'd have done it again. I did this on Christmas. I should have... I planned to write my own version of Auld Lang Syne. Yeah, I've realised actually I'm really not good at freestyling, and I just actually... Maybe that will be my resolution. Get better at freestyling. Anyway, Happy New Year. You're getting another set of Best of the Icks, and I hope you enjoy. He was slapping my dog's butt while saying spankies in a cute voice. I can only imagine that spankies. Oh, I can't even do it myself. Sorry, not without giving me the ick. But you know when men, or just people, actually, this is not a gendered thing, are like, for your dog, they'll be like, doggy woggy. Oh, sorry. Every time I do it, I'm trying to do these impressions of these icks. And every time I do it, I get this like feeling in the bottom of my stomach that I'm going to throw up with my own self cringe. But there is nothing worse than somebody who's like, spanky wanky. But also, was your dog called Spanky? Because if your dog wasn't called Spanky and he's hitting the bum and being like spankies, then actually, this has just given me a terrible fucking memory of something that didn't even happen that long ago. So I linked up with a guy. We'd been seeing each other for a really long time. And he came to my house and my dog was barking and being quite annoying. And he literally said to my dog, if you don't shut up, I'm going to stick my finger up your bum. And I have never felt more angry, upset, disgusted, traumatized in my whole fucking life. Well, actually, I have probably several times, but you know what I mean. Why are you threatening to finger my dog up the bum, you actual weirdo? So that gave me the massive ick. And I definitely think slapping your dog's butt while saying spanky's in a cute voice is along those lines. He is going to progress to threatening to finger your dog up the bum. Don't hang around with people who slap dogs' bums and say spankies. This ick actually is making me feel quite emotional. He stepped on a snail and got emotional. I mean, it depends like how emotional did he get, because I hate that feeling. Is there anything worse than stepping out of your house on an autumn morning and feeling the crunch of a snail shell under your feet? Oh, I can feel it. Like when you're walking down the street after you've just done that, committed a fucking act of extreme murder, you can feel it. It's like I can feel a tingle at the bottom of my shoe where the incident just happened. And it does really make me, thinking about it, it does make me feel emotional. Like, your house, it's your house, bro. I just ruined it. And now you're just going to be going along like a slug when you're not really a slug. How's that going to affect him in the fucking snail community? Like, I'm actually getting emotional just thinking about it, genuinely. So me and him should date, clearly. But also, I do think it depends on the level of emotion. Like, it's okay to acknowledge it. I think it's important to acknowledge it. You step on a snail, you're like, fuck, RIP, do a little moment for the snail. But then you've got to move on. You know what? Support this man, but also other people. Actually, everyone support him. He got emotional when he stepped on a snail. What more could we want from men? You can't get the ick over this kind of thing. But as I said, disclaimer, depends on the level of emotions. If he stepped on a snail and he's like hysterically crying, I think you should call his mum. But if it's just a bit like, oh, mate, I feel horrible, then that's a green flag. This is why she got the ick. He stated, there's a welcome breeze, and then closed his eyes and enjoyed cool air on a hot day. And then he never saw the woman he was dating ever again, because she's obviously insane. But it doesn't make you insane to get the ick for something like this, because it just hits. I don't know what could be behind something like this. A man just enjoying a bit of cool air on a hot day. Maybe it was the closed eyes which made it feel like contrived, which made it feel like, you know, when you're a kid and you think you're in a music video. And I, maybe everybody else didn't do this, but I used to spend a lot of time pretending that I was in a music video or pretending that I was being filmed. So even if I was just like wistfully staring out the window, aged 9, thinking about Take That or New Kids on the Block, I would imagine, you know, I'd do certain faces and stuff and like breath movements and like little head nods and whatever for the camera, which obviously didn't fucking exist because I wasn't actually in a music video. But I think maybe that's what this ick is that he has behaved too much like, there's a welcome breeze, closed his eyes. And it's like, he's performing for a scene in a movie where they finally get air after being trapped in something. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, I get the ick. But I also feel really bad for him because who doesn't want to enjoy a fucking cool air on a hot day? You know what I mean? Okay, this is a really unfair ick because she's giving herself the ick. Let me explain this to you. So she's saying, I gave myself the ick because I accidentally kept saying honions instead of onions. So I blocked him as soon as he left my house. I'm going to tell you, that is irrational and really unfair. You can't block someone because of an ick that you've given yourself, even though I do totally understand it because I give myself the ick on a daily basis, often just by doing things like, you know, I'll pour myself a glass of water and then find that I've been like, water, and then I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? No one should ever love you because you're disgusting. So I get it, icking yourself, but then taking that out on him, I think the more bigger issue here is like, why you keep saying honions instead of onions. That's what you need the therapy for. Go and get some help with that. Stop saying onions incorrectly and then you might be okay. You might have a wonderful love life. But I think maybe it's some weird, what's that word for like when it's like a by proxy. So it's an ick by proxy. You've icked yourself. So you're just full of that ick feeling. And so you can't take any human around you seriously from that point. But no, you need to sort your life out. Sorry. When he was unwell, he said, I'm feeling a bit Lord Coldymort. Lord Coldymort. I mean, does that mean Lord Voldemort? I've never really watched Harry Potter. Actually, is Voldemort even from Harry Potter? Or Star Wars. I don't know. I'm quite inexperienced in Harry Potter shit. I was slightly too old when it got released. But feeling a bit Lord Coldymort is one of the ickiest things I think I've ever heard in my whole life. It should be illegal to use things like that in sentences. Lord Coldymort is just... and I don't know why. It's just, why don't you just have got a cold? I remember an ick that somebody sent once before, and for some reason it reminds me of this, even though it's totally different. She said that he'd taken her earpods out of the earpod case, and he looked at hers and went, oh, these are so clean. I must be such a waxy boy. And there is something about the way that people say these things of like feeling a little bit Coldymort. I'm a little waxy boy. That's just like, ick. How do I explain it? Is it unfair? I would apply this to women as well, by the way. I'm not being sexist here. A woman saying Lord Coldymort would also be, in my books, a criminal offence. This ick says, he invited me to a lighthouse family concert that was in 3 months' time on our first date. You know what? I actually just, this makes me, I like, obviously, because it's lighthouse family, I just feel really like I want to love this guy for the rest of my life because he deserves it. Imagine his excitement turning up to that date with you, literally like, I'm going to blow her fucking mind with this invitation. Like, 3 months' time, I'm showing her that, like, I'm invested. I'm going to be around. Imagine how excited he was to be like, hey, do you want to come and see the Lighthouse family in concert with me in October? And then you probably never fucking saw him again. I want to see him again. Who's he going to go with now? Or maybe he does this to everyone. Maybe he meets up with women off dating apps and pulls out the Lighthouse family tickets. And that's his way of trying to entice people to stay with him forever. Maybe he was in a coma since 1998 and he still thinks that Lighthouse family are a way of attracting people to you, or like a cool vibe to talk about. But I think this is a great one. And I really want to just be like, we can be lifted, lifted. I want to go to his house. I want to go to the concert. I want to hang around with him. What else was Lighthouse family songs? I can't, apart from that one, you and I together, we can be lifted. Is there, what, did they only have one song? That concert is going to be really shit if it was just that one song. But anyway, shout out Lighthouse family. Shout out to all the Lighthouse family fans. You go and enjoy that concert with two tunes. It's going to bang. And look out for this man. Look out for a man on his own, excitedly enjoying the Lighthouse family concert, because it's probably him. Or maybe there's loads of men on their own. Maybe this is the new thing. Maybe all of us single women should go to Lighthouse family concerts because there's loads of men there, single, looking to fall in love and get lifted.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, the next ick says, a seagull went for his ice cream. Seeing him bat it away gave me the ick. What did you want him to do? Stand there holding the ice cream up so the seagull could lick it while he assists the seagull in its afternoon tea? What was he supposed to do? Of course he's going to bat it away. And you need to show seagulls who is boss, because they are very crazy seagulls. I went to Butlin's once with my son and a seagull literally picked up the whole plate. We'd ordered food and it got the whole plate in its mouth, obviously tried to fly off with it. The whole food fell on the floor. The seagull flew with the plate for a bit and then dropped it and it smashed. If there had been a child under there, that would have been horrific. There was even a seagull once that I read about this. I hope it's true and I haven't just believed something in the Daily Mail. It's a possibility. There was actually a seagull that picked up a chihuahua. It flew along, picked up the chihuahua in its mouth and flew off with it. And the owner had to watch this fucking chihuahua gliding through the sky in a seagull's mouth. And I don't think it ever returned. I think this is horrible. I should have put a trigger warning on this. I think there were some chihuahua bones found like in the vicinity later that year or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, it was murder. And so he handled this exactly how you're supposed to handle a seagull. Bat it away. Show it who's boss. Don't let it take your ice cream or your dog or your plate or anything. But no, you can't do that because there's people like us around who get the ick very easily over totally irrational things. So yeah, what can we say? The ick is cruel and it is horrible. But don't be fearful of batting away seagulls in future in case you give people the ick, because your safety and your life is more important. This one says, I got the ick because he had a roof rack on his car. There's something about roof racks, isn't there? Even though they are quite clearly practical, you can get sports equipment on there, you can get camping equipment on there. Like, who wouldn't want a roof? I wish I had a roof rack. I would put my Tesco shopping on there. Why don't people do that, actually? Because actually, I've got a really small boot and I've just thought maybe I should get a roof rack. Can you get like a mobile cupboard and you can actually put things in there? I don't know. I need to investigate this. But there is something about a roof rack that just says, I've conceded. I am now going to spend the rest of my life going to garden centres and B&Q. It just says, I'm done. I'm not exciting anymore. I don't want to meet anyone new. I'm approaching death with vigour and rooming through the streets with my load on top of my car. That's it. Like, it just says middle-aged, loud the roof rack, leave it to your dad. Is that immature of me? That is probably immature, isn't it? I don't care. This one is very sad. It said, I got the ick because he was so excited about seeing me for a second date. Fuck you, you bitch. Like, what? And that is the problem. I'm only joking when I say fuck you, you bitch, because I totally understand the ick. I would easily get the ick over something like that as well. But I would also consider myself a massive cunt if I did, you know, because imagine judging someone for being excited to see you. Excitement, like, this is what we want when we sit there and we list our lists of green flags, and what we want in a man is like consistency, someone who's interested, someone who really sees me for who I am, someone who's just as excited to see me as I am to see them. But not if they express it. If they express that excitement, they can get fucked. Go back to your mum, you silly prick. You should have acted like you were totally disinterested in me, and then I'd have been on it. Oh, God. All right, the next one says he called his mum to ask if he liked courgette. So I'm assuming that this, you were cooking for him or whatever, you saying to him, oh, I'm going to make courgette spaghetti or something, I don't know, some kind of courgette-based dish. Do you like courgette? You're all right with this dinner? And he was like, I'm not sure, you know. Let me ring my mum. You know, the type of person who does this probably doesn't even call her mum. I'd imagine he calls her mummy or mother. Let me ring mummy and find out if I like courgettes or not. What a fucking child. Get out of here. If you have to ring your parents to ask them if you like a particular type of food, then you should be living with them. You shouldn't be allowed out on your own after 9 o'clock, and you certainly shouldn't be dating. What the hell is that about? How pathetic do you have to be to not know if you like courgette or not? Or to need to know from your mum if you don't know? Eat the fucking courgette in it and then you'll find out. Don't ring your mother. Your mum has better things to do, you know. She actually brutalised her own vagina however many years ago to now, 25 years later, be receiving phone calls about whether you like courgette or not. Have some fucking respect. Definite ick. 100%. I actually think this man's a psychopath. Run. This next ick says, we were dating for about 2 months and then he ordered a Biscoff latte at 7 a.m. midweek. What? So, mate, I'm a bit confused. What is the appropriate time to have a Biscoff latte? Is there, like, are they only supposed to be in the evenings? Because I can't drink coffee in the evening. I'll stay awake all night. 7 a.m. on a weekday seems like the perfect time to have a Biscoff latte. Maybe I'm going to give people the ick because, I mean, wake up, get ready for work, treat yourself. Sounds like a kind of payday thing to do. Like, yo, my money, I've just got paid. Let me treat myself to a very sweet and creamy coffee this morning. I don't understand the significance of it being 7 a.m. and midweek. If it was a Friday, would that have not given you the ick? If it was a Friday at 10 a.m, would this be acceptable behaviour? But because it's a Wednesday at 7 a.m, it's a big ick. And this again, I have to say it every week, this is why the ick is the ick, because maybe she doesn't even know. Maybe we will ask her and we'll say, why can't people drink Biscoff lattes at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday? And she'll be like, I don't know. I don't make the rules. But that's it. Once the ick hits, once you hear that order being made, hi, can I have a Biscoff latte, please? And that thing goes off inside you like, oh my God, why is he doing that? Why is he having a Biscoff latte? Why is he doing that to me? What can you do? Just hits and that's it. You're fucked. And so is he.
So there we go. Another best of the icks is over.
On Wednesday, we will be back with absolutely fresh, brand new Agony Aunt Day for you. Anyway, happy new year. I hope 2023 was a good one for you. But if it wasn't, you know what? The door is shut. That one's over. We're into a new one now. And I hope it brings you absolutely everything that you need and want. I will see you on Wednesday for a fresh one. Love you loads. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.